I was recently given a book by a man called Asher Norman, a Jew, Orthodox Jew, attorney, who claims to put the Lord Jesus on trial, providing Jews necessary arguments to refute what he calls Christian missionaries. The title of this book is 26 Reasons Why Jews Don't Believe in Jesus. And we're going to take some time just to look at the philosophical basis of what Norman argues, and we'll look at some of the reasons that he gives why Jews don't believe in Jesus. Supposedly, I say, to undermine the credibility of the Lord Jesus Christ and to undermine the credibility of the New Testament scriptures, which he constantly refers to simply as the Christian Bible. I want to say at the beginning that it's going to be pointless to enter into a debate with Norman, simply giving the Christian objections to what he says. But I think it will be helpful as we begin this consideration to put things in the big picture in a proper perspective. I could go through and answer all of these 26 reasons, and I believe that we can from a Christian perspective. But we have to understand that answering all of these questions in and of themselves is not going to then convince Jews that Jesus of Nazareth is the promised Messiah. Because the issue is not a matter of the head, it's not a matter of logic. Instead, it's a matter of the heart. Regardless of race, regardless of creed, regardless of heritage, there is one malady that characterizes all of humanity. Don't care whether we're talking about Jews or Gentiles. Every man is born in sin, and with that spiritual death, there is a spiritual blindness. There is a natural insensitivity to truth. There is a spiritual ignorance, and there is a spiritual inability to comprehend anything of the Spirit of God. The New Testament scriptures, what Norman calls the Christian Bible, makes it very clear, and I do believe it, that the natural man, that man without the work of God and the work of grace in his heart, is incapable of understanding spiritual things. Unbelief is always a matter of the heart and not the head. So as we start to consider these various issues, that has to be foremost in our thinking. In dealing with Jews, in dealing with Gentiles, as we seek to win them to Christ, it is not a matter just of answering questions or satisfying their intellectual curiosity, but it is a matter of the heart. It is not evidence by itself that convinces man of truth. What nation on the face of the earth in the Old Testament dispensation had more direct evidence of the reality of God than ancient Israel? As they walked the wilderness, God was present with them in the fire, in the cloud. They had the manna every day. There was evidence after evidence after evidence of the reality of God, but yet the Old Testament scriptures constantly reaffirms the unbelief of Israel. Evidence by itself is not what convinces man of truth. The only way that the truth of the Old Testament is going to be understood by either Gentile or by Jew is through the lens of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul, who testifies himself that he was a Pharisee of the Pharisee, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, he knew what Jewish law was, he knew the Old Testament scripture, but he was blind to the reality of who Jesus of Nazareth was until that Damascus Road experience. My guess is that as Paul was packing to leave to Damascus, he would have agreed with everything that Norman says, but something happened. He was blinded by grace, and when he was blinded by grace, then the eyes of his understanding were opened, and he saw that Jesus of Nazareth, that one that he persecuted, that one that he hated, that one that he rejected, indeed was the very Son of God, the Savior of his own soul. And Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 what the secret is to understanding the Old Testament scripture. The Jews in their blindness, without seeing the Old Testament apart from Christ, understand it not. But that veil that blinds their eyes is taken away by the Lord Jesus Christ. And this becomes my presupposition. This is our Christian presupposition. That the only way we can understand any of the scripture, Old Testament or New, is through the lens of Jesus Christ. So I want to make that clear as we start to consider some of the specific arguments that Norman gives as to why Jews don't believe Jesus. That the fundamental reason is not a matter of logic, it's a matter of the unbelief of the heart.